Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello, everybody. It's Stevie. Welcome back to my channel. I know I rarely do videos without my face on them because I'm usually doing like role plays. But hey, I just got my nails done, so like, not too bad, right? Today's video is something that I kind of wanted to do for a long time. And that's organizing my iPhone apps. I really like the What's on My iPhone videos, but I wanted to also like do something productive with it at the same time, so I figured if I'm going through my apps, I can also organize them at the same time since they're kind of all over the place. I have three, not full pages, but 3 pages of apps, and then the 4th page, if you see this and if this bothers you, it's all of like my personal apps, like anything to do with like my location or stuff like that. So I'm just gonna keep those on the 4th page for now. So if I lock my phone, you might see yourself. Actually can't tell if it's showing the camera or not. This is an iPhone 8S. Try to wipe off the screen a little bit. It's in the rose gold. Case on it, a loopy case. I have so many stories like on my phone that I want to ramble about. This was done by a wonderful artist named FF Sade. I'll put her Twitter link in the description box below. But I commissioned a flower crown soft Bakugo. Look at how cute he is. I love him. So I'm gonna open it with my thumb. And there we go. I'm shooting this on November 28th. This will probably go up a bit later. Okay, let's start at the top here. This is photos, and this one I'm actually going to keep here. So, oh, you know what? I already have an idea. I never use this calendar. I will say it's useful to have Wednesday the 28th shown here, but I usually use Google Calendar, and their app doesn't change. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move weather, because I don't use that too much. And right now I'm just going to move it into the Apple folder I have. Oh, hello. Okay. And then I think I'm going to move Google Calendar up here, because I'm constantly looking for that Google Calendar. It's not working well in the social media box at all. So I use Google Calendar for like planning videos and stuff like that, because you can access it on your phone, on the PC. I have like a couple people signed into my calendar so they can see what's going up when, stuff like that. Clock, I'm gonna keep there. Gmail, I'm gonna keep there. And see all my emails that I haven't answered. I know a lot of people have like thousands of unread emails, but this is actually a lot for me. Maybe I could get rid of all the notifications today too. Alright, let's look in travel. We have the iTunes Store, Uber, App Store, Wallet, FlightAware, Lyft, Tile, Frontier, Dear Postmates, Arts and Culture. So many of these have nothing to do with travel, okay? iTunes Store definitely doesn't. I'm gonna move that to Apple. The App Store doesn't have anything to do with travel. Move that to Apple. Uber, while it is pretty good because I'll usually put boarding passes in here. FlightAware, Lyft, Tile, Frontier Postmates, Arts and Culture. I think I can actually get rid of the Arts and Culture app. I don't use it that much. I don't typically fly Frontier, but I also like to have an app like this always on my phone because I know when I need it, I'll probably be out like with no Wi-Fi to download it, so I just keep it on. Postmates is an interesting one. We'll see if that one makes the cut. I haven't used Lyft in forever, but again, good to have. Extras, Contacts, Calculator, Compass, Sunshine, I don't use. Smoothie King, I don't use. Joanne Fabric, now that's a great app if you're a cosplayer. There's always coupons on this app. Books, I really don't use, but I'll keep it on. Voice Memos, manga from the Crunchyroll manga. Okay. Got notes and reminders, which I'll probably keep out because I use them pretty frequently. And productivity, okay. Music, I don't think I need. It's definitely not productivity. I'm gonna throw all these basically in the Apple thing for now. I think I could probably make music. Health, Drive, Docs, Sheets, Amazon, Pinterest, Amazon Alexa, Fabulous. Fabulous is a really cool app, actually. It's really motivating. I don't have my Alexa set up, so I'm going to delete that for now. Let me see. Pinterest, it could be productive. I'll keep those there for now. Amazon, I definitely want in a shopping app. I'm gonna just throw it in Apple. Video. These actually are all relevant. Got TV, FaceTime, Amazon Video, Netflix, Hulu, Crunchyroll, and Verve. I don't think I need the Crunchyroll app anymore because I have Verve. Verve.co/GD. You know what I'm saying? But I might put some photo apps in there as well, since I only have a couple photo apps. Here's my photography folder. See, it's perfect fit. Photo and video can be in the same one. I have Afterlight, which is a really good editing app. I actually haven't used it in a while because I've been using Beauty Plus recently. I am definitely all for being open and honest about like editing photos, and like I definitely edit my photos. People are so cute. They're like, "Oh, your skin's so nice," and they're like, "What's your skincare routine?" And I'm like, "Beauty Plus app." Okay, so now we have video, which maybe we can rename. How do you rename it? There we go. What do we want to call this? Can you name them with emoji? I'm so bad at finding these. Is that too many? Oh, I don't know if I like it with emojis. I'm gonna say no. Photo and video. There we go. Alright, look at that. So organized. I might have to end up not saving that. FaceTime is interesting in photo and video. I might move this too. Like that might go in more of like a phone or social category. Music. Okay, so we have tabs and music notes. So this is where I get like sheet music and chords for when I'm playing the piano. Let's put the music stuff in there. I do always want to keep Spotify down here. I'm actually on Spotify, which is pretty fun. If you ever want to listen to ASMR, you can actually just search GBASMR and I'm on Spotify, which is pretty cool. But I listen to all of my music on Spotify, so I'm going to keep that there. Moving down to more social, we have Teespring, Twitch, GroupMe, Messenger, Authy, and Starbucks. So this is a wild, lawless land of a little app here. Starbucks is gonna have to go into a shopping app, like same as Amazon. I think I'm gonna start that right now. And I can call that folder shopping, like that. If you can see that, okay. All right. More productivity, we have Activity Watch, Nike Run Club, Kindle, Sweat, which I don't use anymore, Reddit, Audible, Yelp. Okay, so I think I'm gonna put Audible more in like an entertainment section. I don't think these really go together all that well. In games, I have Piccolo, which is a really fun drinking game, but yeah, drink responsibly. Etsy, that's a shopping app. There we go. Tumblr, which is, you know, a game to some, you know what I'm saying. Rent the Runway is a shopping app. Really cool, actually. You literally rent dresses. Wait, hello. Where did it go? Where'd my shopping app go? Did we lose it? Oh, wait, it's right there. That's weird. Shopping. Okay. We have Tumblr is gonna have to move. Hearthstone, Psych, Heads Up, Friendo. I definitely don't play Friendo anymore. And I definitely have other games that are gonna have to go in this folder. Then we have Google Maps. I actually tend to use Google Maps over regular maps, like, way more often. I feel like, I don't know if I want to have a folder for, like, my work stuff. So work stuff might be, like, Twitch, the two YouTube apps I have, Teespring, like that, Discord. I kind of like having Discord as its own button, though, to be honest. These four I definitely want to keep, that's for sure. MyFitnessPal needs to go into a health folder. Let's throw this into productivity for now. And we'll call this one the health folder. No, not games. Health. Okay. Here's the literal health app that I'll put there. Okay. All right. So let's keep all these on hold and look at our other pages and see what we have to bring over. I have my finances app and that's pretty much settled. My authenticator would probably go either in like a throwaway or in my work folder. We have Collageable, which would go in the folder. What's it called? Photography, photo and video. And I really don't use it, so I'm okay keeping it over there. It might be better than PicStitch, but I'm okay with keeping it on page two. We have Rabbit, Grubhub, Nest, Mystic Messenger, 52 Cards, Evil Minds, Temple. Okay. Nest is really nice when you have animals. You have like a camera set up inside so you can like see them while you're gone. It's really useful when we foster dogs. Make sure they're okay. Not getting into any funny business. Mystic Mystic Messenger would be a game, which I haven't played yet, but I keep wanting to. Evil Minds is a game. 52 Cards is just a deck of cards in case you ever need one. Temple Run. I actually re-downloaded it after a long time. AA. This game is hilarious. I'll show you a level. Okay, so you're supposed to get these 15 pins in without smacking it. That was not very good, was it? But I'm all the way up to level 50, so hey, that's pretty good, right? Oh no, I'm so nervous. Oh gosh darn it. So, so addicting. And like, it'll change rotation, it'll change speed. It's pretty fun. Okay, Dancing Line, another really fun game. Space Team, which is a really fun game, if I could get this finally. Okay, thank you. Uber Eats, okay, this has gotta go with travel so far. And Grubhub, they're all like the same. Oh, all about that food delivery life. Scanner would probably go in, like, I'll start making sort of like a work-ish app. Nest is more like home productivity. Rabbit is definitely photo and video. Let me see, photo and video. If you guys don't know what Rabbit is, you basically watch things like with your friends. Like if you have something pulled up, like a YouTube video, you could watch it with other people who are online. It's like really cute, actually. Piano Tiles 2. That is a game. I don't play it often, but hey. Might as well throw it in. Can't hurt. Me Too, I believe, is a photo editing app, but I don't use it. I'm just gonna put it in there. Alarmy. I haven't really used that one either. The health app. As well as, Strava, awful app. Round. This is for tracking medication, which is super useful. Very nice to have. I think we might need another thing for health. Oh, you know what? I'll definitely take Yelp, Reddit, Kindle, and Audible out of here. So there'll be space. We have Shazam, that's music. Always nice to have handy. If you think you don't need it, you're gonna need it as soon as you delete it from your phone, you're gonna need it. Open Table, that's where you can reserve reservations. E is where I shamelessly watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians when I'm in bed. Hydrate, ooh, that goes in the health app. That's my water bottle. My water bottle is connected to an app. 2018 people. Imgur or Imgur, whatever you want to say. Measure, photo print. I don't think I need this anymore. I used it like once.
Offer valid on standard browsers, US only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I guess I'll just keep it photo and video for now. I feel like I need like a dining one almost. Let me just make it and see what happens. Instead of travel, we have like Postmates, Uber Eats, Grubhub, Open Table, you know what I mean? Hello, come here. Basically, like these like random apps are definitely giving me a hard time. Try to move everything over here at least, and then we'll keep looking. Let's see. Ba-ba-ba. Do you have the business? This is getting hard. So Skype is but definitely for business for me. Bitmoji, Pages, Keynote, Find Friends, Find iPhone. Weather, iTunes, or App Store. This is like a game. Discord settings. Come on, Discord. Here. Maybe YouTube in business. There's another YouTube app. Where is it? Oh, the social media. Strong Lips needs to go into health. This is awesome. This is a lifting regimen. It's really cool. You do like 5 reps and 5 sets of 3 exercises every other day. And it really works. You add 5 pounds every time you succeed. And you start like with just the bar. It's all free weights. I got, like, definitely the most in shape I've ever been. If you guys have ever seen, like, my arms in, my Bakugo cosplay, and right before when I shot, like, Winry, my Full Metal video, my arms are jacked. For me, anyway. Alright, leave me alone. Instagram, this one, definitely goes into work, the Creator Studio. So Patreon, I don't use for business anymore. It's just for me because I am a patron of a bunch of people. So I'll go on the Patreon app to like see the rewards and stuff for what people post. Time Hop is really fun. It goes back in like on this day of your social media, which is pretty cool. Let's see. Let's get like Messenger. Let's try to consolidate the social media, shall we? Can never use GroupMe. I think it's time to delete. I have like one chat in there that every once in a while they post, but I really don't want to keep it on my phone. It's fine. I'll keep it. Teespring is business. Authy is business. Hello. Twitch is technically business. I might put in social media, we'll see. And then I guess I'll put GroupMe in social media as well. And then we might just move that around. Imgur, photo and video. Hello. I could put Reddit. Productivity? No. Is that in health? Where did I put Reddit? There it is. Put my Reddit in business because that's like GPA ASMR stuff. How to take out Kindle and Audible and Yelp. I think Yelp probably is in, I don't know if we have like travel. That'd be good. Or shopping probably could go in either. Joanne, but oh my gosh. So the books app is in here with my manga. So it's manga and books are already in here. Let's put in Kindle and Audible, shall we? Might as well, right? I wish these would automatically move over. But they don't. Okay, that's cool though. We have a perfect number of health apps. Nice. Okay. Yay. The alarm could go. And productivity. Hangouts would be like social. Measure is in productivity. Maps is in travel. Ticketmaster could honestly also be in travel. News. Productivity. E is definitely photo video. Let's put Hangouts in business. Okay, so it seems like I have an extra spot. What do I use the most that needs to go in there? I'd say I definitely want the YouTube apps. The middle is the easiest to hit. Reddit here. This is hilarious. It's like a puzzle game. The two authenticators down at the bottom. Come on. I hope this isn't infuriating anyone. Because it's infuriating me. Oh my gosh. No. Hangouts. You go down here. I want YouTube here. Oh no, this is impossible. Okay, you know what? That's fine. Good enough. Good enough. You really shouldn't bump others. You should just be able to replace them. You know what I mean? Like if I slide Reddit to Authenticator, Authenticator should switch with Reddit. Am I wrong? So my camera stopped recording and I don't remember where we stopped. But I basically just want this, I think, in terms of layout. I have my Google Maps here. There we go. Since this is an easy area for me to touch with my thumb, see like I'll have my best apps here. So, Discord, Google Maps settings, and social media I use quite a bit. Then we have these up here that I use a lot, but it's okay that they're up there, whatever. Phone, Safari, Spotify, messages. So I think this is fairly organized. So in travel, we have our like ride-sharing apps, plane apps, Yelp, Ticketmaster. In our extras, this is like reading and like Joanne should probably go in shopping. Let's try to make this as organized as we can. Shopping. I'd really like to put things like calculator, compass, voice memos with other things like measuring tape, stuff like that. Skype, I feel like, should go somewhere else. I honestly feel like weather should go into travel too. food app is going strong. Shopping app is going strong. I might put the app store in the shopping app because that'll make sense, actually. The health app is perfect. The game's pretty good. Tumblr should probably go somewhere else. Do we have another social media? We don't. What am I put? Photo and video. We have two whole pages of that almost. Business, scanner, dashboard, Reddit, YouTube. I'm gonna switch business with finance since I use these apps more. What happened to the ruler app? Drive, Docs, Sheets, Pinterest, Fabulous, Alarming Nest, News. I want to put the measuring tape with the calculator. I might switch, like I might kind of split the productivity with more social media-ish ones, like the books. Like, books with like Pinterest. Store can go in store shopping. Find my friends. I don't think you need that anymore, actually. No, I'll just keep it. I think that might be a forever. So like Skype. In business, actually. There we go. That's good. That's much better, actually. I think it's the extras, productivity, and Apple that are giving me a hard time. It's just those three. I'm gonna put them next to each other for now. Extras, productivity. It's these three that are giving me trouble. We have like Google Docs and stuff like that. We have book apps. We have. I feel like I'm gonna put those together. Voice memos, measure, compass, calculator. It's actually not so bad. It's like books and tools. Pages can go with like Google Docs. Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Pages. Alarmy should be a tool. No, don't delete it. Alarmy should be a tool. Then we get all tools here, maybe. I don't know what Keynote is. So find friends, find iPhone. Measure, compass, and voice memo. Okay. So that can be called tools. Okay. And then productivity. This is like writing almost, like files, writing, contacts. I think I'm gonna switch Fabulous into the reading app. contacts into this product, this one, news into reading. So this is more like, Pinterest is definitely a weird one, but I'm okay with it. I'll keep calling it productivity. This one I'll call reading. So now we have photos, calendar, camera, Google calendar, clock, Gmail, travel, notes, reminders. Oh, I think I want... No. I want notes here. Reminders here. Come on. There we go. Okay. Travel, photo, and video. Reminders, notes, music, health, games, tools, productivity, reading, food, shopping, Google Maps, settings, finance, business, Discord, social media. And then Messenger, Spotify, Safari, and phone. On. Yay, we did it. And you can see how long it took to... Not so bad. I'm filming pretty early today. Alright. So, I hope you enjoyed this iPhone app organizing video. Hopefully it'll inspire you to organize your own. Now, I promise, I'm so sorry, I will go in and I just can't open all my apps on camera. I will go in and now remove all notifications. Maybe I'll come back when that's done, just so I can show you, so you can be satisfied. So I'll be right back and I will do all of my notifications. Okay, so this was the best I could do. I have to update my watch, but it's dead right now, so I'll have to plug that in. I have to update 83 apps, which I will do now. And Discord is just a mess. Oh, I have two mail ones too. I can get rid of those. Okay, my battery literally died. I'm really happy with how this turned out. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion, or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.